Welcome to a 1 minute zine review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. I have some sad news to report today. Zine World, an in-print zine news and resource publication, has ceased publishing. The following is a message from Jerry Ann to Zine World readers and subscribers. After much consideration, I have decided to stop publishing Zine World. I announced in November my intent to step down as publisher and head editor of Zine World. At that time, I had hoped to create a new editorial team to relaunch the zine. A few people stepped forward. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to gain traction, and I can no longer continue as the zine's leader. My life has changed over the past few years, and I can no longer give the zine the time and energy it deserves. Zine World number 31, released last summer, is our final issue. I will issue refunds to current subscribers until funds run out. I plan to keep the website active at undergroundpress.org to provide resource listings for the zine community. I also plan to continue publishing and reading zines, so maybe I'll see you around the mailbox. I want to give a heartfelt thank you to all the volunteers and readers who've shown support to Zine World during the past 15 plus years. Zine World would not have lasted as long as it did if not for you. Although I am sad to see Zine World end, I'm glad that after a decade and a half, after Doug Holland started Zine World, zine publishing is still going strong with tons of creative, vibrant, and meaningful publications. Goodbye, Jerry Ann. This is DJ Frederick. Remember, free speech is for everyone.